right, that drum solo is starting. 9:36, just shy of 9:37. We've got Todd St. Orr's joining us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning. I'm going to welcome him on the phone here in just a second. I'm Jenna, here with Tammy.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
And I'm really excited for you to meet Tammy. She is just a breath of fresh air as she steps into the pep talk host role. I promise you, you are in excellent hands, and she is just grasping and learning all the ropes back here. So thank you so much for your patience. And I'm really excited because we have a phone call that we've not done a phone call interview yet. And Todd is the perfect start, actually. Todd is a veteran pep talker, and he is the owner and wonderful friend, obviously, with Gulf Coast Air Care. And Gulf Coast Air Care comes and visits us pretty much every other week. And he is very faithful, no matter what, to call in. So this week, Todd, as you call in, tell us where you're calling from.
Well, good morning, Jenna, Tammy. It's great to talk to you guys.
Yeah, good morning.
I am in New Orleans I'm at the National Air Duct Cleaners Association annual meeting. And we're networking and talking about HVAC inspection, cleaning, and restoration. And, so this is it's a big deal to be at the annual meeting because there's so much information that gets passed on. You know, we're updating our training and we're learning about new opportunities in the HVAC market, new technology. And this year it's kind of been a focus on energy because they want to have proof that there is energy savings when you do duct cleaning and duct repair and duct, and we know this already, but we have to prove to the government that what we're doing is energy efficient and it's all validated by science.
You have to prove to the government. All right. All right. Okay.
Is in the customer base when they smile and say, "Wow, this is so much better than it was before." And, so we have people from all over the world here. Our biggest membership is in the United States and Canada. And then, all of us that deal with mold on the Gulf Coast, these other guys, they're clueless about the mold and the microbial issues that we get in the Gulf Coast. So, we have a special platform that we speak from when we talk about guys that do this kind of work on the Gulf Coast.
Okay, I love that. And obviously, it's because of our climate and everything that we deal with here on the Gulf Coast. So can you kind of give us any information about what you've learned so far, or maybe possibly how when it comes to energy or energy savings and efficiency, maybe there's going to be some changes?
Yeah, so one of the things that we've been doing, and there's more of a focus on it now, is measuring before and after cleaning so that you understand that when you clean a system, you get a lot more performance. So airflow and static pressure is one of the things that we're focused on here at NADCA and doing that. So they had a hands-on demonstration yesterday. It was really good. And today they've got three scientists on the stage, PhDs, and these guys are high-level guys, and they've been commissioned to do this study about, what happens when a certified company, like a NADCA certified person that holds a membership, comes in and does a scope of work that is specified by our standards and our cleaning capabilities. And finding that out is really, I've known about it for years that, when you clean a coil, you get a lot more airflow through it. We're now just getting to the science of proof. And that we're all suffering from the hangover of the pandemic for the last 3 years, Jenna. So there's been a focus on workforce as well, too, taking care of employees and, trying to make sure that we're still able to provide our services out in the marketplace.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's really cool. PhDs and scientists all helping. I guess what we really need to understand is our HVAC system is complex and delicate and important at the same time. And that's why it's important to take care of it, to have it serviced, to have those ductwork looked at, and making sure that what you are actually pumping through your house is not only, you know, being efficient, obviously, Todd, we care about that so much, but more so, and you can jump onto this and maybe agree with me, I'm not going to force you, but the the health and safety of what's being pushed through the house is even more important.
Well, and I think, you know, so where you guys are at in the studio, there's an air conditioning system, and you and Tammy both at home have air conditioning systems, and you kind of take it for granted. You come in and it feels comfortable and you're like, ah, you know, and you don't, when you turn on the tap at the water faucet too, you just kind of take that quality of that water kind of for granted. And it's not necessarily the case where you should do that, or you should have somebody backing you up with inspections and expertise and experience so that you don't take for granted a situation that's not healthy or not energy efficient. And I think, you know, spending big money to go to training like this and to participate and have certified technicians and, you know, be involved in the whole industry roundup, I think that's really important. And that's why I do this. And I've been doing that for a long time.
How often do you have conventions like this? Is it when, you know, new models are coming out or maybe like new legislations or guidelines? How often do you have to meet to kind of make sure that you're in alignment with things?
Yeah, so we do twice a year. Once is the big annual meeting where they do an expo. And I mean, the shiny new stuff that's on display here is, it's really tempting to go through the expo and, you know, the displays and talk to the vendors and all that. And then in the fall, they do a technical training for the newer guys that are in the industry. And, you know, when they're getting certified and it's more hands-on techniques, there's a lot of focus on safety in our industry. You have to have that because you work kind of with HVAC, plumbing, and electrical are all kind of associated. And safety is a huge factor. So, but twice a year we meet as an annual membership, and the big one that I like to go to is the one that we're having here in New Orleans this year. And of course we had our big celebration of all the awards and all the people last night. So all of us are moving a little slower this morning because we've been in New Orleans and enjoying ourselves. But there is work to be done, and it's just really great to be networking with guys that have so much more diverse experience from all over the world. Canadians, the Europeans are here. A couple of guys from Australia I met last night, and you know, just a really diverse group.
Wow, that's a worldwide convention.
Well, when we started the standard here, and then you know, the Italians came in and said, "Wow, this is a great foundation for us to work from," and then that spread through Europe and the Middle East, and then. So it all started here, and the Canadians jumped on board, and we're all very similar in the idea that HVAC is working this way, but the cleaning and mechanical hygiene and the maintenance and then the technical aspects of HVAC, you know, it's really important to stay, to freshen your skills up and your knowledge base, and, you know, that's why I like coming to these things you know, just broadcasting from here today is really kind of a cool thing. I wish you guys could see some of the stuff. Too bad we don't have a video feed. I could walk around the expo hall and show you all the cool stuff that's available.
Well, you know, Todd, you can always text me pictures if you want. You've got my number. You can text pictures I can throw up on the podcast page. So that's not a problem.
There we go. So, all right. Okay.
Has there been like any like technology changes too that are going to happen? I mean, obviously, you know, having the smart thermostat has been a huge help when it comes to energy efficiency. But any other technological changes or technical changes that could possibly happen to make our air even cleaner or purer or more energy efficient systems happen?
Well, we have a session this afternoon at 3:30 called Emerging Technologies. And so they're going to talk about the new stuff. So some of the stuff, when you're in a high-rise building, which that's not super relative to Pensacola, there's some, but you can't run compressors and air hoses. So they do a lot of cleaning with compressed nitrogen, and they take liquid nitrogen and make it into, and so you use the technology of of that. A lot of the technology that you're asking about or talking about comes from the HVAC equipment manufacturer side of the house. And the stuff that we focus on, I know yesterday there was a session about coatings. So when you have a duct system that is clean, but it needs additional renovation or repair, there's a lot of coatings that we use to resurface the inside of the duct. And so that's the kinds of technologies and the duct sealing and duct treatment style technologies that we talk about. Not necessarily, not everybody here is an HVAC contractor. I'm licensed in Florida and in Alabama. And, we do some HVAC, but a lot of these guys are indoor air quality or strictly duct cleaning, or, they couple in with other service businesses. So the diversity is really, it's unique, but all of us are kind of looking for the same thing as far as cleaning and treatment and, how to provide the best renovation to an HVAC duct system and equipment. And it's really important to, get everybody on the same page.
Yeah, I like that. I like it a lot. Hey, Todd St. Orr's is here with Gulf Coast Air Care. If you'd like to text in a question or a link to be able to contact Gulf Coast Air Care, you can request it in our text line at News Radio 92.3 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The number is 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna. Tammy's here with me this morning as we hang out with Todd St. Orr's on the phone. He's actually calling in from New Orleans, gathering and gleaning a lot of information as he continues to serve us in the HVAC world, as well as cleaning your dryer vents, which is an excellent question. Somebody asked if you did clean dryer vents, and so I want you to touch on the importance and safety and efficiency with that as well, Todd, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's perfect. There are three or four big vendors that are focused strictly on dryer vent cleaning and techniques. They've been talking about doing a new standard for cleaning and maintaining dryer vents because it's a huge energy usage issue. And also it can be unsafe if you get a dryer that gets full of lint, and then a dryer vent fire is a scary, scary thing. So there has been a focus here on dryer vent cleaning and on, the best way, the best tools to get, this is an area where, Jenna, we see the craziest things in older home construction in HVAC, but also all kinds of dryer vent configuration. I mean, we just see the craziest stuff in a lot of these dryer vents. And so it's important to have the right tools and the right process to be able to get those clean, because a dryer can be it can be a burden during your day-to-day chores of doing laundry, but it can also be a burden on the power bill, and then you have the safety factor of not having a clean dryer. So there's a focus on that here as well, because it's just another duct to us guys over here in the at the duct cleaning convention.
Actually, that's a good way to put it. It's another duct that needs to be cleaned.
It is. It's another duct.
Yep. Stuff gets clogged in there.
Well, we can help you with anything today. Call our office, 850-934-2768. I know Vanessa's there at her post covering while I've been out. I was out a few days last week because we went to a music festival over in Suwannee. So I had some outdoor time, and now I'm getting my indoor time this week. So, and I'll be back to work hopefully tomorrow.
That's right. You're still working and learning while you're at the convention, so it's okay, Todd.
It's really important.
Yes, it is. And like Todd mentioned, 850-934-2768. If you miss any of this interview, you can catch it online at newsradio923.com in our podcast section, Pensacola Expert Panel, or Gulf Coast Air Care. So what else do you want to share with us, Todd, this morning, especially as we are kind of heading into, today is actually a beautiful day here in Pensacola, just so you know. It was a beautiful day and a beautiful way to start the day as we stepped outside with cooler temperatures, definitely popped open those windows, but we know it's not going to last long as we head into the warmer months, right?
Yeah, there's some gray stuff that I'm going to bring with me when I come home this evening, but summer is right around the corner, and I think it's really important. Moniker of our association is HVAC Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration. And I think the biggest part of it at this time of year is the inspection part, because your air conditioner and your duct system and your home all are getting set up for a big long run through May, June, July, August, September. And, you know, there's a lot of hard work for that air conditioner to do, and the duct carries a lot of that airflow and that work. And I think an inspection helps you not have any surprises or shocking news, or, you know, it's like, oh, man, we had no idea. Call us and get a seasonal inspection. Get your air conditioner looked at. Make sure you're ready to go for that long summer run that we got coming up, because it's right around the corner. And if there's anything I can do to help you with new technology and new energy approaches, I am the guy to kind of call and pick my brain. We've been in business 29 years. You know, I get to this conference here and I'm one of the old timers, and I'm just like, wow, there's so much experience and so much knowledge in this group. And after 29 years, I had these young guys last night asking me, like, well, how long have you been doing this? And when I said 29 years, they're like, wow. One kid said, man, you've been in business 4 years longer than I was, been on the earth.
Oh, boy.
Made me feel old.
Yeah, they do that to us sometimes. Everybody under the age of 30, I'm like, yeah, Stop talking. Your bones don't hurt. 9:53 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. So if you don't mind going into a little bit of detail with this question here, Todd, when it comes to cleaning the ductwork, will it create more energy efficiency once the ductwork is cleaned?
I think the ductwork, the energy efficiency in the ductwork comes in improving leakage. So you want to have a clean system so that it's healthy air coming out. But the improvement in energy efficiency in the duct system is leakage. So if you're leaking, and, you know, 80-85% of that duct systems are in the attic over in Pensacola and here on the Gulf Coast in the south. The energy efficiency in cleaning the equipment comes from the increased airflow and the increased capacity you get for cooling by cleaning the evaporator coil and the blower and the heater exchanger furnace. So the biggest measure of energy improvements is coming from the equipment. And, you know, like they say, if you got a 20-year-old refrigerator, you should just upgrade, because you'll save the difference in cost in the first year using it. The air conditioner is kind of the same way. If you've got a ratty old air conditioner outside that's making a lot of racket, I think you get an energy upgrade by buying a new piece of equipment. But when you do that, you've got to make sure that you put that equipment and hook it into a duct system that can sustain the airflow and the, you know, the increased capacity and the energy efficiency ratings of the newer equipment rather than the 20-year-old stuff.
All right, I like it. And another question to follow up with you, and we have about 4 minutes left if you would like to squeeze in a question at 850-437-1620 here on Pep Talk with Todd St. Orr's from Gulf Coast Air Care. Or if you'd like to call them directly, 850-934-2768. I almost had it memorized, Todd.
2768. There you go.
What are some signs to look for if you do need your ductwork cleaned?
Yeah, you know, that is a great question. So if you've got rooms that are not at the right temperature, you got one room that's hot, one room that's cold, you can look at the vents and look on the register and around the edge, around the ceiling, and see if you see any discoloration, any water staining, any black stuff coming out, because we see oftentimes there are little small things that kind of indicate problems, but you'll get those addressed when you do that inspection.
Okay, I like it. So it's better to be safe than sorry.
I was getting a little feedback there, so I don't know what happened there. So, but yeah, look for dust, look at your filtration, look at your ceilings, and then look at your power bill. You know, that's another one that will, you know, we can help you with. Go in the attic. I know, and a lot of people don't do this. You can just kind of prairie dog this or gopher hole it. Go up there and look in the attic and look and see if it, does it look right to you, or does it look like, oh, man, this looks like a mess. And then call us. We will come out, do an inspection, do an estimate, and give you a status of where you're at as far as indoor air quality and energy efficiency and comfort in your home or workplace.
Okay, excellent. All right, Todd, so I'm about to let you go in about 2 minutes, but before we wrap up, any last thoughts that you would like to share?
I got inspired yesterday by having a guy talking about, the workplace and how it is nowadays. And there's now a lot of young guys coming into workplace, and I volunteered to help mentor a couple of people here, and they're not in our market, but I just want to say that, the workplace, the important thing is people, and we have had people in long-term that work for Gulf Coast Air Care that are on our team, and if you're looking for a place to learn technology and learn service and learn and take pride in your work, call us. We'd be happy to talk to you about how our team is growing and all that. So Gulf Coast Air Care has been around for a long time, and we're not just silly old stupid duck cleaners anymore. There's a lot of technology and a lot of things going on, and we want to share that with everybody, workforce and customer base.
Yeah, or actually, and air filters as well.
Well, if you don't have a good air filter, Jenna.
You are one. And Gulf Coast Air Care has air filters for you. I know, I was thinking about it at about 9:50. I was like, he hasn't said it yet. I hope he's okay. How did last night go in New Orleans?
Well, we weren't talking about air filters, that's for sure.
Yeah. But it would be funny if you were and you made it a game. It's 9:58. We're wrapping things up with Todd St. Ors from Gulf Coast Air Care. He called in this morning from New Orleans to share just a little bit of what he's been learning. He's got more information that he will instill into his team at Gulf Coast Air Care as they continue to serve the Gulf Coast. Like Todd mentioned, he's licensed in Florida as well as Alabama. So if he can come out, do that inspection for you before those temps start to rise, get it scheduled right now. You can head online, gulfcoastaircare.com or 850-934-2768. Todd, I hope you enjoy the rest of your trip in New Orleans. Have lots of fun, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. Tammy will see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, we'll be in touch, Jenna. Thank you for your professionalism. We appreciate it today.
Thank you so much, Todd. You take care, and you don't go anywhere. Here on Pep Talk, we have Avalon HR joining us up next at 850-437-1620. Squeeze in those questions.